Well, hello, everybody. How's it going?
It's your friend Manoli. He's here talking to you again. Manoli had a birthday the other day. He's 25 years old now. 25. Did you hear that? That was my phone. I apologize. I'm going to shut you up. Shut up! All right, that took care of that. Manoli had a birthday. He's 25 years old. 25 years old, and he's still doing this crazy thing. It's quite a conundrum there, isn't it? But no, people are saying like, oh, 25, it's time for your quarter life crisis. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make it to 100. That's good news. Good assumption there. Good assumption. But yeah, I had a birthday. It was wonderful. What did I do? I went to dinner, had a cocktail, had a Manhattan, and then I went to dinner. It was a wonderful dinner at, where did we go? We went to Fig downtown. You ever been to Fig? Yeah, of course, all these people that have never been to Charleston, I'm going to talk to you. Fig is good. It's called Food is Good. It's Fig. It was very good. Had a nice steak, some wine. What could be better? Although I did have something interesting happen to me during the day before I left. I was working. And I was working away, you know, trying to be a good employee, trying to get my stuff done, trying to, you know, be productive. And I got this, I get a ring on my phone. So let me set the scene. So I'm working, it's dead quiet. And then I get a ring on my phone. Now my ringtone is Tumbling Dice by the Rolling Stones. So just imagine I'm sitting there typing away, looking at Excel, whatever. And I hear, baby, baby, you got to roll me and call me the Tumbling Dice. And then I recognize that it's not a known number, so I just let it go to voicemail. So it keeps going, the ringing. Always in a hurry. I never stop to worry. And then finally it shuts off. And so I'm like, well, I got to listen to this voicemail because, you know, usually if you don't answer, they just go away. I've answered too many unknown numbers in my life. I know all the tricks. I've heard enough from the people that claim they're from Comcast or whatever the hell the scam is this time. And so I let it go to voicemail, and I'm just going to play this. All right, so this is what I hear.
I am calling Mauro's apartment. I am the lady that lived down there in the silver sack from Will. I've been talking to you about a truck up there and a toddler running you down, double doors, refrigerators, and all that stuff. You know who I am. You're the one that brought me my husband's mail over here next door in the military service one day. Maybe that'll refresh me. But anyway, I need to talk to you about an apartment or something. And if you don't mind, please give me a call. The number is. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas. Hey, girlfriend, I left that stuff in your door. It's on. You won't mess up. I knocked on the door. Hey,
So naturally I was a little perplexed. I'm not trying to make fun of this woman. I hope she has a Merry Christmas, but my golly, did that take me for a loop? I mean, what the hell was that? I mean, I cut out her phone number, you know, because I don't want to blast that out there, but it says she's from Winston-Salem. So I naturally listened to it a multitude of times. I was a little confused on what was going on. So let's listen to it together, and I'm going to offer some commentary. Let's do that, okay? So first of all, she's calling down. I don't know where. Hold on. Let's hear it. Something apartment, Wilder apartment.
I live down there in the silver sack from Will. I've been talking to you about a truck up there.
All right, so. All right. Hold on. So she's calling down to something apartments. And she called me about a truck or something. So let's hear it.
You down
Double door refrigerator, and she says, what did she say? Let's go back. I know who she is. I don't know who you are. I really don't, but please continue, ma'am. You know who I am. That was awfully ominous, wasn't it? I mean, that sounded like a half a threat there. You know who I am. Like, she's a Terminator. She's going to come get me. But let's continue.
You're the one that brought me my husband's mail over here next door in the military service.
I did not bring her mail. I respect the military, respect the troops, but that wasn't me. I've not been in the military. I did not bring her your mail, your husband, his mail. So, but anyway. Maybe that will refresh my memory. No, it really doesn't help, I have to say.
But anyway, need to talk to him about an appointment or something.
Appointment?
If you don't mind, please give me a call. The number is...
All right, so why is it that people still leave their number whenever they call somewhere? Because it tells... I mean, most of us have phone... I mean, I don't know. Listen, I know not everybody might have an iPhone or a smartphone or whatever, but... most of us have phones that tell us the number that actually called. I mean, is that something from like an answering machine? It must be before my time, but I feel like we're about 20 years past saying the number in the thing. And people's voicemails still say that. They're like, please leave your name and number. I'm like, why do I have to do that? The number's there. But I digress. I don't know where that comes from, but anyway.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. To you, ma'am. Merry Christmas to you. I hope it's a wonderful Christmas. I hope you find out your silver truck double door. What the hell was she talking about? Refrigerators? I mean, is that some kind of code? It seems like they're talking about that. It doesn't seem like the call is about what she says it's about. I don't know what kind of stuff's going on down there, but she says Merry Christmas, and then she continues to talk for another 23 seconds. What did she say? Hold on.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend. But yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd call back, honestly, because I wanted more entertainment. But yeah, it doesn't seem, I mean, something seems a little awry there. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to make fun of this woman. I'm sure she's a nice lady. Merry Christmas to you. But yeah, that was my birthday gift. And I about laughed my buttocks off. It was so funny. I mean, I don't know where these people find me. And these are the kinds of people that find me. This is what happens to me. I get calls from strange numbers. I get all kinds of weird stuff happening. I don't know what it is. They track me down and they call me about double door refrigerator trucks and I delivered her mail and I know who you are. You know who I am. It's awfully scary. Awfully scary. She's going to track me down. She's going to be really upset with whoever she's trying to get in touch with didn't return her call. But, I mean, I'm not. I feel bad for not calling her back, but not that bad. So, we'll just move on there. I hope she figured out what she needed with her apartment or appointment or whatever she was looking for. Like I said, doesn't really sound like it's about double-door trucks. You know, who really knows? Anyway, but yeah, it was a great birthday that I got that wonderful gift to me on my birthday. And before all you people start with your jokes, oh, it's one of Manoli's old girlfriends again. Yes, yes, I understand that I tend to get hit on by women who are much older than me, but that's not one of my old girlfriends. That's not what's happening there. And yes, everybody I said that to said that. So you all, the congratulations. You all had the very original joke, you sons of... Anyway. Moving on. I don't even know where to go from there. But you know what else is an unoriginal joke? Can we please stop with the Die Hard and Christmas and all that nonsense? I've heard that joke... I've been hearing that joke for 10 years. And let me tell you something. It was kind of clever the first 800 times I heard somebody say that. And it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, ironic humor that you millennials just love out your, I mean, you just love that kind of stuff, just destructing everything, deconstructing everything. But let me tell you, after the 1,000th time that I've heard that reference or seen it referenced, I'm tired. It's not funny anymore. It wasn't that funny to begin with. It's the same thing as the Mariah Carey memes. I mean, some of those can be kind of funny, but it's like, guys, we go through this every year. Can you find a new joke? Please. I mean, people think they're so damn clever. It's like everybody has said that. We've all heard it. We all don't agree. Or maybe some people, nobody actually believes that. Does that make Goodfellas a Christmas movie? There's a Christmas scene there. Is The Godfather a Christmas movie? I mean, these are the questions you have to ask. So I'm tired of the discourse. I'm tired of people saying it. I'm tired of hearing it. And people, get some new jokes. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm the funniest guy alive, but I am saying that, you know, I try to be somewhat original around here, which, you know, maybe I prove myself wrong every podcast I do where I repeat the same thing over and over and over and over like an idiot. But you know something? At least I'm trying. You guys need new jokes. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, man. It's Christmas Eve, but he's not acting like it. Aren't you supposed to be all cheerful, joyful? What is it? All that stuff. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Manoli is singing to you this day. And he lost his way and is out of tune. Everybody knows Manoli is rather crazy. And he is wasting your time. But shall I say unto you on this day, Merry Christmas, Kala Christoyena, Merry Christmas to you. Wow, that was awful. I have to sing later today. Well, that was your warm-up. Oh, that's going to go well. I sang, what was that, 2 weekends ago as well? I sang with the nice group I sing with down here, the Taylor Festival Choir. Always a good time. We do Christmas, classical and Celtic Christmas. So we got the guy with the Ilum pipes, the Irish pipes. There's no mouthpiece, so it's not like a bagpipe where you blow into it. He has this thing under his arm with the bellows, and he pumps air into it as he's playing. It's really quite something. And we had the Madrigal dinner, which kind of ties into what I was saying about how I want to go to like a medieval kind of tavern thing. It was kind of like that. We had madrigals. We sang. There was wassail, which I never had before. It was pretty good. It was wassail there. What else did we have? We had all kinds of good food. And we sang it, we were merry. That was it. It was a good time. I had to wear medieval style clothes. I looked rather dashing, I have to say. I think I could have made it back in those days. I could have done that. No, I probably would have died of the bubonic plague. But you know what? At least I would have tried. I would have been in my element in the medieval days. But alas, what am I kidding? I mean, you know, people say that, you know, the reality is 95% of people were serfs and it wasn't all glamorous. They weren't singing madrigals. I probably wouldn't be singing at all. I'd probably be just working, trying to plow my fields and not catch the plague and all that stuff. But who knows? Who really knows what it's like? They call it the Dark Ages, right? They don't know much about it. It seems like they know something about it, but who really knows what they know? Who really knows? Astro is sitting over here on my bed. He has somebody gave him a red sweater. He looked at me when I said, he recognizes his name. He has the intelligence enough to recognize his name, which is, hey, Astro, always looking at me. What's the matter? Anyway, he has a red sweater on and there's a little ascot that goes with it and you can switch it to naughty or nice. Well, we have it set to naughty because he's a little ass is what I call him, little rat stroke, but there he is. Sit down. Good boy. Good boy. He's staring at me like, can you leave me alone? I'm trying to take a nap. It's Christmas Eve for me, too. I'm trying to enjoy myself, and you just keep yapping and yapping and yapping. Why are you doing this to me? It's just what I do. It's like the frog and the scorpion. It's just my nature. It's what I do. I like to yap. What else do I want to talk about? So the other day, my mother, she was somewhere, I don't know, she brought home this pizza from someplace. I'm not going to say where, because I can't talk about restaurants. I can't name restaurants on this show unless I want to say something good about them. But anyway, what was I saying? She brought home this pizza. I'm like, oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, my wonderful mother. She is a wonderful mother, but thank you so much. And, you know, it looks pretty good. It's a white pizza. I like those with the ricotta. And I had some anchovies on there. It looked kind of good, which, you know, some people don't like the anchovies. I like them sometimes. And, yeah, I try not to eat a ton of pizza because, like I mentioned in previous shows, it kind of makes me blow up like a blimp over there if I eat too much of it. But anyway, but I was eating pizza today, so I was really excited about it. I took my first bite, and I was greeted by the sensation of 8,000 crunching onions. I never in my life seen so many onions on one food item in my life. It was like biting into, it's literally like biting into an onion. I was like, there's anchovies on there too. I was like, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever, one of the most disgusting pizzas I've ever had in my life. And I'm not trying to complain. It was nice. Nice thought, but oh my golly, it wasn't her fault. They put like 8 onions on one pizza. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm trying to power through it. I'm like, okay, you know what? The onions and the anchovies, something is overpowering me here, and it's got to go. So I took the anchovies off. But their onions, it's like they just layered like an entire onion onto the pizza. They couldn't escape them. And I mean, I was trying to power through it, but it was literally starting to make me sick just how strong these onions. There's so many damn onions, I couldn't even think straight. And finally, I was like, well, the crust is pretty good. So I just scraped off the cheese I tried to get rid of all the onions, but they were embedded into the pizza. It was like a sabotage. It was horrible. I never had anything like that in my life. And I'm trying just to eat the crust, and I'm trying to just eat around it, but I can't do it. And by the time I finished, I mean, it's a wonder I didn't turn into an onion. That's how many damn onions were on that pizza. I don't know what the hell was wrong with it. It's like, oh, he wants onions? Let's just use our entire stock for this one man. Nobody else wants onions. And I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. I tried eating some like bland crackers or something. That didn't work. I tried brushing my teeth, using mouthwash. That didn't work. It still was in there. I had to go send out something for FedEx, and then I went in there. Thank God they had a little vending machine, and I got I like Coke Zero, but I don't even drink soda that often. I really only drink it like maybe once on average, maybe once every 2-3 months. That's really all I do. You know, sometimes I just get a hankering for it, but I was like, I got to get this taste out of my mouth, and that's the only thing that's going to be able to do it. So I got a Diet Coke. I didn't want it, but they had Coke Zero. They didn't have Coke Zero, so I got a Diet Coke. And I was telling the lady at the FedEx, and I don't know why I regaled her with this story here, but I was telling her, I was like, listen, you won't believe what happened to me. My breast probably smells like a toxic waste dump because I ate 8,000 onions. I don't understand why they did that to me. She's like, that's awful. And I'm like, yeah, it is awful. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to drink this Diet Coke. I haven't had a soda in 6 months, but boy, it brought me to drink again. So there it is. And so I get home, and I'm trying to, you know, it worked like a charm. The first sip I tasted, it was like, oh, the onions are gone. But my father, yeah, I was driving home drinking this Diet Coke, but my father, he's listening to this guy now, some nutritionist. His name is Bobby. I assume he knows what he's talking about, but now everything has to be Bobby approved. So, and it's a good thing. I'm not saying, and he's doing the right thing. He's trying to, you know, he's listening to this guy. and he's eating right. And I give him all the credit, but my golly, this Bobby, it's like I got to ask him if I could go to the bathroom. Is that Bobby approved? Is this Bobby approved? Everything has to be Bobby approved. I knew that Diet Coke wasn't Bobby approved, so I'm sitting out in my driveway like some kind of addict trying to sneak this Diet Coke so they escape the watchful eyes of Bobby. I never even met this guy. He's like a member of my family, old Bobby. I felt like a criminal. But no, Diet Coke is not Bobby approved. So I finished it, and then I had to dispose of it, you know, secretly before. It's amazing. The minute I take a sip of some kind of Diet Coke or something, my father just materializes out of thin air. He's like, is that Bobby approved? No, it isn't. But like I said, I give him all the credit. He's doing the right thing. So he's a better man than me. So I give him all the credit. But yeah, that was the onion pizza. That thing was horrific. I never tasted anything like that in my life. But rest assured, I won't be going back there for any pizza. That's for damn sure. Golly. Anyway. Are you going to ever stop complaining? No, I'm not. Like I said, it keeps the show interesting. So here's something else I've noticed. Is it just me? That's another overused phrase. I'm mad at myself for even saying it. But is it just me, or like, do the headlights seem like really bright now? Yeah, what the hell is going on with these LED lights on the road? It should be illegal. Why are they so bright? I can't even, am I getting old, or am I just stupid, or has it always been like this? I want to hear from I almost said customers. You aren't my customers. You voluntarily listen to this. Imagine if I charge you for it, nobody would listen. But no, you're not my customers. You're more like my victims. You're hearing me go on and on like this. It's nonsense. But what is going on with the head? I don't remember them being this bright even 4-5 years ago. What has happened? It's like, why are they so bright? And maybe they need to be pointed down at the road instead of directly into my cornea. It's like burning sensation. It's like, I don't know what is the solution? I really don't know. Why are they so bright? I mean, I drive very carefully because I tried my best not to look at them. But then if they have their brights on, then it's like the sun coming at you is horrific. I don't know what's going on. They got to fix that. I don't know what the solution is. Anyway, I don't even know what to say. I thought I had a lot to say about that, but I have nothing to say except for why are the lights so bright? Answer me that. It gives you a headache trying to go down the road. If you happen to glance for 1 second at the oncoming headlights, it's just like, it feels like the sky is darker than it's ever been. What is going on? What is the deal? Why do we do this to ourselves? It gets dark at 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Something about the farmers? What is the angle? Can somebody explain this to me? I don't like it when it gets dark at 5 o'clock at night. I like sunlight, people. I like warmth and sunlight and energy. I'm half Greek, you know. It's my nature. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, one of the most beautiful places in the world, but it's not beautiful right now. It's all gray and cloudy and messy. It's going to get dark at 4:01. Although we did have the solstice, which some people didn't know what that was when I brought it up. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, did you not go to 8th grade science? I mean, what the hell? You don't know what the solstice is? And we did have the solstice on the 21st, which is, for those of you who don't know, because I have to explain this, because even though me, who has a scientific acumen of a rooster, knows what the winter solstice is, but apparently some very smart people that I know don't know what it is. It's the shortest day in daylight terms of the year. So it's the shortest amount of time between sunrise and sunset. There you go. There's a free one for you. Straight from Manoli, your teacher. That's a scary thought. Can you imagine if I taught people anything? Their view would be so warped. It would not be even funny. It would not be even fun. Wow. You shouldn't be teaching anyone. You should learn how to speak first. You're over here complaining about people not knowing what the solstice is. You can't even form a sentence straight. It's ridiculous. Where's your self-awareness? You this is what goes through my head. It's a constant battle. Anyway, but I didn't even know what I was saying. But yeah, the solstice happened. And it's only uphill from here. So at least there's something to look forward to. And it's Christmas tomorrow. You like Christmas? I love Christmas. It's a beautiful holiday. Somebody was like, Manoli, you're such a grouch half the time. You probably hate Christmas. And I'm like, no, I like Christmas. I'm not a humbug. I'm not like Scrooge. I like Christmas. Christmas time is here. Oh, Manoli is happy. And he is doing a podcast for your enjoyment and possible torture. There's this place I like to go to downtown. It's a wonderful place. It's called the Thoroughbred Club. And it's at the Charleston Place Hotel. And I could say that because I liked it. So I have nothing. I could say where it is because I have something positive to say. For the places I talk crap about, you could just ask me where they are. And I'll happily tell you where I got that onion pizza. That was ridiculous. But there's this place called the Thoroughbred Club. And my family went there the other day without me. And the bartender was talking to him. And he said, how's your son? I love his hair. I tried to do my hair like his. He has great hair. I wish I had hair like that. So Manoli has become a hair inspiration over here with the classic wave in the side part that I have that I've had since I was 18 years old. And it serves me well. So why mess with the good thing, huh? Although I am kind of letting it grow. I haven't got my hair cut in about 5-6 months. And the reason is not because I want to grow it out long. The reason is that I've never let it go this far, and I'm kind of morbidly curious to see what will happen. I mean, it's like I don't know what I'm expecting. I'm just going to wake up one day, and it's going to be crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, but there's only so many surprises that you have by the age of 25. You kind of figure most of the mysteries of your life out, but this is a mystery I've never figured out. What happens if I just don't cut my hair? What's going to happen, people? Aren't you on the edge of your seat? It's like watching grass grow, except it's my hair. But who knows what's going to happen? I might have a mane, I don't know. It'd be something. I don't know what's going to happen with the hair, but it's a big mystery. It's really exciting, you know. It is getting rather long, though. I might have to get it cut soon, but it's like I've invested all this time in it now. Why not just see, am I going to get it cut? I'll wait another 2-3 weeks, see what it looks like then. You know, this is what I have to do for entertainment, people. This is what being an adult is, I suppose. This is where I get my kicks. What will happen if I let my hair grow? What's going to happen? It's going to grow! Amazing. What have I come to, people? 25 years old. I haven't figured anything out. I'm like a rambling buffoon over here. It's ridiculous. Anyway, what is that, half an hour? Gosh, that went by fast. Didn't it go by fast? Well, I guess my message to you is this. Be wary of onions on pizza. Please be careful driving at night with these headlights. I don't know what's going on there. Singing madrigals is fun. And if you know anything about this nice lady from Winston-Salem's refrigerator, double door, truck, apartment, appointment, mail, I know who she is. Feel free to give her a call. I'll tell you her number, but I'm not going to put it on the air. but no, I in all sincerity, I do hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. It is one of the most, it's one of the best days of the year, if not the best. I love to eat on Christmas. I love to be with the family on Christmas. I love everything about it. So to you, I will say, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. How does it end? Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christmas. No. There you go. That's for you. My gift to you. I'm going to get copyrighted because of that. I bet you I will. They're going to come after me. They're going to sue me again. These people, they all want to sue me. Who are these people? They're coming after me. I'm spreading the, because why? Because I'm, you know what? Can I talk? You know why? Because I'm spreading the truth on these airwaves. This is the podcast of truth and of wisdom and knowledge. So on that note, I say have a Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoyed it and enjoy yourself. That's all I got to say. So thank you and goodbye.